主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为告诉我们说，你去是为我们预备地方。
Because you said you leave to prepare a place for us.
在父的家里有很多的住处。
There are many rooms in our Father's house.
你预备好了，还要把我们接去。
When you're prepared, you will bring us over there.
何等荣耀的盼望！
What a glorious hope this is.
爱我们的主与我们的父神应许我们说，他将永远与我们同在。
Lord Jesus, with the promise of the Father, promises to be with us until the end of age.
使我们从内心有一个呼喊。
So there's a wish in our hearts.
主啊，愿你快来。
May you return soon.
我们一同仰望你来预备我。
So we look to you to prepare us better.
让我们可以等候并催促主你自己的再来。
So we can quicken and await your return.
愿今天就是这样的机会。
May today be this opportunity.
愿你借着弟兄对我们说话。
You use your servant to speak to us.
让我们在你面前都可以预备好。
So that we can be prepared in front of you.
你的话可以充充满满的赐给我们。
Your word be abundantly given to us.
也充满我们。
And fill us completely.
把荣耀颂赞都归给你。
May all the glory and praises be yours.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Savior.
Amen. 下面把时间交给朱弟兄。
So、give the following time to our brother Freedom.
弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以再一次在主面前寻求思想，来等候预备我们等候他的再来。
Thank the Lord that once again before the Lord we can seek and meditate and help us to be ready for His return.
我在交通以前哈，先说明一下。
I would like to explain before I share.
我们在招待中桌上有好一些的材料给大家参考。
There are many reading references materials at the reception desk.
其中上行之诗，这是三个部分的第二部分。
And for the Song of Ascension, it's the second part of the three parts.
如果您对于你信了耶稣之后，主怎么带领你能够走到主心意满足的这样的过程，你有心愿想明白。
If you would like to understand how the Lord guides you through the toward to fulfill His will,
这是一份非常好的参考资料。
And that is a very good reference material.
这一份资料呢，不是那个讲的人或者写的人，他不是说他自己的话。
The writer is not writing or saying his own words.
他是根据上行诗篇里面有十五篇是上行之诗，这个上行之诗里面，神借着那个诗篇呢，来告诉我们是怎样。
That's based on 15 of the Psalms that's called the Song of Ascension, and that's how God would like us to do.
这是非常宝贵的参考。
That's a very precious material.
还有另外一些关于侍奉方面。
And other material regarding service.
你千万不要以为说啊，反正我对侍奉也没什么兴趣，我现在也还不想参加侍奉，所以呢，这跟我没有关系。
Please do not feel that I'm not interested nor would like to join any service. Therefore, they have nothing to do with me.
那些的参考资料都不是教你怎么做事。
Those reference materials are not teaching you how to do work.
所以你不要以为说你读了你就突然你变成很会做这个做那个。
Also, please don't feel that after you read them, you start to know how to do this or that.
但是那一些的参考资料呢，很值得我们看，不管你是服侍的或被服侍的。
But those reading materials are worthy for us to read, whether you are the one being served or you are serving.
服侍的在主面前应当有什么样的预备或态度
？Those who are serving, what kind of preparation or attitude we should have?
被服侍的，你到底得到什么样的服侍
？And those being served, what kind of service are you being receiving?
这个服侍是可以被神纪念的。还值得很值得在主面前再去寻求的。
Whether the service can be remembered by the Lord should be continued to seek before the Lord.
希望主借着这些材料，让我们对于我们走在主面前呢， 有更好的在主面前跟主交通，能够从主那里得到第一手被主带领的那个实际的经历。
Hope through those reading materials, Lord can continue to guide us so we can have better fellowship with the Lord and also we can have first-hand experience with Lord's guidance.
所以鼓励弟兄姊妹，你尽量去拿，尽量看。
So I do encourage brothers and sisters to read them.
如果你发现你现在拿的，你缺少了以前的，你可以来找我。
If you feel that you do not have the previous ones, then you can come to me.
希望我们一同在这些材料中都得到益处。
So hope we can gain much through those materials.
好，我们先有点祷告。
So let us start with words of prayers.
主，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Lord, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
你是那位说话的主。
You are the Lord who speaks.
你也就是话语的本身。
And you are the words.
你实在是万主之主，万王之王。
You are truly the Lord of lords and the King of kings.
我们来到你面前，都应该脱下脚上的鞋。
Truly, we should lay down our shoes before you.
我们实在，若没有你的怜悯，我们这一生是个没有盼望的一生。
Without your mercy, our whole life are hopeless.
没有你的怜悯，我们一生的道路所走完的、看见的就是虚空。
Without your mercy, after we walk all of our life, all we see are vanity.
但你实在怜悯我们。
But truly, you are so merciful to us.
你不但赦免我们的罪。
Not only you forgiven our sins.
你把我们带回到你的家中。
And you bring us back to your home.
你把我们放在你的身体里面。
You put us in your body.
你要使我们不但更新变化，得到新的生命。
Not only you would like us to be transformed and to receive this new life.
你也带领我们走荣耀的路。
And you guide us to walk this glorious way.
你要使信你的人、跟随你的人能够与你一同得荣耀。
You would like those who believe you and follow you to receive glory together with you.
我们承认我们何等的跟不上。
We confess how much we fall short.
我们承认这超过我们的思考，超过我们所能想象。
We confess this surpasses our understanding and our imagination.
求你赐给我们智慧启示的灵。
Do pray that you grant us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求你向我们的心说话。
Speak to our hearts.
求你向我们显现你自己。
Reveal yourself to us.
我们说话的、翻译的、听话的，都一同等候在你的面前。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen, we wait before you.
愿你的说话叫我们没有一位是空空的回去。
Do pray that after you speak, none of us go back in vain.
愿你的说话是给我们能够明亮的前面的道路。
As you speak, do pray that you give us the bright way ahead.
愿你的说话叫我们也一同能够被你成全到你所要我们被成全的那个实在荣耀的地步。
So as you speak, do pray that you can fulfill us to the fulfillment that you would like us to be as your glorious will.
求你向我们心说话。
Speak to our heart.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿们。好，我们读几处的圣经。
Let's read a few places of scripture.
还是先读这个启示录第二十二章第七节。
Let's read Book of Revelation chapter 22 verse 7.
看哪，我必快来，凡遵守这书上预言的，有福了。
Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keeps the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
十二节。
Verse 12.
看哪，我必快来，赏罚在我，要照个人所行的报应他。
And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be.
第十七节。
Verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。
And the spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that hears say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whoever will, let him take the water of life freely.
第二十节。
Verse 20.
证明这事的说，是了，我必快来。阿门。主耶稣啊，我愿你来。
He which testified these things says, Surely I come quickly, Amen, even so come, Lord Jesus.
我们再翻到马太福音第二十五章。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew chapter 25.
从十三节读起。
Let's start from verse 13.
所以你们要警醒， 因为那日子那时辰你们不知道。
Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes.
天国又好比一个人要往外国去，就叫了仆人来，把他的家业交给他们。
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods.
按着个人的才干，给他们银子，一个给了五千，一个给了二千，一个给了一千，就往外国去了。
And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey.
那领五千的随即拿去做买卖，另外赚了五千。
Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents.
那领二千的也照样另赚了二千。
And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2.
但那领一千的去掘开地，把主人的银子埋藏了。
But he that had received 1 went and dug in the earth and hid his Lord's money.
过了许久，那些仆人的主人来了，和他们算账。
After a long time, the Lord of those servants come and reckoned with them.
那领五千银子的又带着那另外的五千来，说：主啊，你交给我五千银子，请看，我又赚了五千。
And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more.
主人说：好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领二千的也来说，主啊，你交给我二千银子，请看，我又赚了二千。
He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them.
主人说：好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人，你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
那领一千的也来说，主啊，我知道你是忍心的人，没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sowed, and gathering where thou hast not strawed.
我就害怕去把你的一千银子埋藏在地里，请看，你的原银子在这里。
And I was afraid, and when I hid thy talent in the earth, lo, there thou hast that is thine.
主人回答说：你这又饿又懒的仆人，你既知道我没有种的地方要收割，没有散的地方要聚敛。
His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed.
就当把我的银子放给兑换银钱的人，到我来的时候可以连本带利收回。
Thou ought therefore to have put my money into the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury.
夺过他这一千来，给那有一万的。
Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which has 10 talents.
因为凡有的要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。
For unto everyone that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that has not shall be taken away even that which he has.
把这无用的仆人丢在外面黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
And cast you the unprofitable servant unto outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
这段圣经是关于主的再来。
This scripture has to do with Lord's return.
也关于我们怎样教会生活。
And also regards about our church life.
那也关于我们救恩经历的深度丰富。
And also about the depth and abundance of our experience of the salvation.
感谢主，我们 有好几次已经看过这段圣经。
Thank the Lord, we have already gone through this scripture a few times.
这段圣经实在不是很容易一下子明白。
It's not very easy to understand.
那许多有许多各种不同的说法。
There are many different explanations.
但是我们可以在主面前根据主的话，能够静下来好好的思想。
But we can meditate based on Lord's words.
但至少告诉我们。救恩的经历是由浅是由深的。
But it tells us that the experience of salvation has its depth or how shallow it is.
接受神给的负担是有小也有大的。
Receiving the entrustment from the Lord, it has something small or big.
而且这里告诉我们说，那个一千的主怎么告诉他呢？
And it tells us the one who has one talent, what did the Lord tell him?
你要把你的银子交给兑换银钱的人。
You should give your money to the exchangers.
然后到我来的时候，我就可以连本带利收回。
And when I come back, I should receive my own and with the interest.
所以这里似乎提醒我们，教会生活是一个大家在主面前长进的生活。
So it reminds us the church life is how everybody grows together.
如果缺少这个的话，你发现教会生活就变得很贫乏。
If you lack this, then you feel the church life becomes very boring.
而且在这段圣经里面有一个词是一般人都不太愿意看的。
And in this part of the scripture, there is a verse which most of people do not like to read.
这个词就是算账。
That is to reckon.
这个算账呢是算划，它是两个字，一个计算跟一个划放在一起。
That is to take two words. One is to take account, and the other one is words.
所以主会根据他所向我们说过的话来跟我们计算计算。
So Lord will take account based on the words He has spoken with us.
所以我们千万不要以为说，主没有说清楚。
So definitely do not feel Lord has not told us clearly.
主可能已经说清楚了，但是我们可能没有注意过。
Lord might have already told us clearly, but we have never paid attention.
因为主已经告诉我们说，隐藏的是属于耶和华，但是明显的是给以色列人和他的儿子的。
As our Lord already told us that the hidden things belong to Jehovah, and the revealed things belong to Israel and his children.
所以主他既然向我们说了，而且他又说清楚了，所以当时到时候如果跟我们计算的时候呢，应该大家都很容易接受。
Therefore, since the Lord has already spoken and also spoken clearly, so when He takes account with us, so everyone should be able to accept this.
刚才在唱那首诗歌的时候，我心里有感受。
When we just sing the hymn, I have a feeling.
我们预备等候主再来，应该是什么个态度呢？
What kind of attitude should we have to prepare and welcome His return?
是消极的态度还是积极的态度？
Should we be negative or proactive?
是无可奈何的态度还是很兴奋的态度？
So are we waiting unwillingly or we are very excited?
那就看我们怎样的生活。
That has to do with how we live.
我们等候主再来，是等候主在空中跟我们相遇呢，还是我们有特权可以到宝座去把主接下来？
When we wait for the Lord's return, are we waiting for ourselves to meet with the Lord in the air, or we have such privilege that we can go to the throne to welcome His coming?
如果我们的盼望是在空中与主相遇，
if our hope is only to meet the Lord in the air,
刚才那首诗歌就比较朝那个方向，
then that hymn was more toward that direction.
但如果是你是盼望，如果我可以有机会被带到宝座去，就跟主一同下来。
But if you hope that I have the opportunity to be brought to the throne and come down together with the Lord,
你就发现我们的生活就变不一样的生活。
Then you realize our life will be different.
因为在马太二十四章告诉我们说，有两个人在床上，有两个人在推磨，有两个人在什么？在哪里？在田里，在工作。
As in Matthew 24. It says that two people were on the bed, two people were grinding the mill, and two people were on the threshing floor.
所以这是同一个时间，但是因为在地球的不同的地方，所以有人在推磨，有人在睡觉， 有人呢在工作。
At the same time, but in different places of the world, some are sleeping, some are in the field working, and some are grinding a mill.
但突然发生一件事情，取去一个，撇下一个。
But all of a sudden, something happened. One is taken, one is left.
在睡觉的时候，在床上取去一个，撇下一个。
When two are sleeping, one is taken, one is left.
正在公司上班的时候，取去一个，撇下一个。
One is working in the office, and one is taken, one is left.
正在准备早餐的时候，取去一个，撇下一个。
As those are preparing breakfast, one is being taken and one is left.
这是给我们说明什么？
What does it tell us?
无论你现在什么时间。
Regardless of what time you are.
无论你在做什么事。
Regardless of what you are doing.
无论你在哪里。
And regardless of where you are.
你要是成为那，你需要愿意成为那个，现在就预备好的那个人。
If you are willing to be the one who's ready now.
哇，这个是一个很积极的态度。
Then that's very proactive attitude.
所以刚才我们读的那个马太二十五章的那个才干的比喻。
So the parable of the talents when we read in chapter 25 of Matthew.
主再来的时候，有人去见主的是很兴奋的。
When the Lord is coming back, some is so excited to meet the Lord.
有人要去见主的时候是很不情愿的。
And some are so unwillingly to meet him.
我们要做哪一个？
Which one you would like to be?
我们希望我们成为哪一个？
Which one we hope we become?
这是我们值得思考的事情。
That's something we have to think about.
那很稀奇的，在马太二十五章刚才那一段话，讲到银子，讲到他连德，也讲到赚钱的赚，也讲到这些其他的很多字。
Very interestingly, in chapter 25, that scripture we read, it talks about silver, talents, and also to earn.
这些字呢，在马太十六到十八章里会发现它。
And you find those same words over and over again in Matthew chapter 16 to 18.
所以这两段话都是主耶稣亲自讲的。
And those two places are being said by Lord personally.
所以我们相信要明白马太二十五章的那一段话，十六、十七、十八是不可以缺少的。
So we trust that in order to understand chapter 25 of Matthew, then chapter 16 through 18 cannot be lacked.
特别算账这个字，在十八章出现，在二十五章出现。
Especially the word reckons has been appeared in chapter 18 and 25.
所以主要跟我们计算的时候，一定有方向可以计算。
So when the Lord would like to take account with us, there's a direction.
然后我们读马太十六章，我们就会发现，主盼望因为他的救恩，我们的魂，我们这个人可以更新。
And when we read chapter 16, Matthew, the Lord, we see that Lord wishes because of his salvation, our soul can be renewed.
一个新造的人，就是他的思想、他的情感、他的意志，都能够成为耶稣基督的思想、情感和意志。
A new created being is that his mind, emotion, and will can become the mind, emotion, and will of Jesus Christ.
那谁能成为这样的人呢？
So who can become like this?
十六章告诉我们要学会跟随。
Chapter 16 tells us we should learn how to follow.
不但认识他是谁，要学会跟随他。
Not only know who he is, but also to learn how to follow him.
这个跟随呢，是走在他的后面。
To follow him is to walk behind him.
这个跟随呢，是跟他走同一条路。
To follow means to walk the same way as him.
啊，他走的是十字架的道路。
He walks the way of the cross.
他虽然是至高，但他被降为自卑。
Although he's the most high, but he's being abased to the lowest.
但是神却将他升高。
But God has exalted him.
把救恩完成，把生命给我们。
To complete the salvation and give us life.
十七章告诉我们说，神主耶稣所到的地方，黑暗的势力都要逃避。
Chapter 17 tells us, wherever our Lord is, then all the power of darkness shall flee.
所以凡是主耶稣所到的地方，那块地就收回来了。
So wherever our Lord is, then that land is being returned.
所以如果教会生活是一个蛮有主同在的生活。
So if the church life is full of Lord's presence,
从我们个人来讲的话，我们的心思、情感、意志在不断的一起在主的面前呢，是不断的更新变化。
So individually speaking, our mind, emotion and will shall be continually being renewed and transformed.
教会的生活, 如果充满了主的显现和同在的生活,
if the church life is full of Lord's manifestation and presence,
特别是主虽然现在在天上, 但是也在我们当中,
especially even though our Lord is in heaven right now, but He's also in the midst of us.
那他所在的地方, 黑暗的势力就在那里, 再也不能够胡作非为。
So wherever he is, all the power of darkness cannot do their own work. So Lord would like to take back the land.
你如果这个看启示录的话, 讲到世界这个字,
if you read Book of Revelation, it talks about the word world.
我讲的是中文的翻译, 世界这个字,
Chinese translation, world.
其实它原文呢, 可能出有两个方面, 一个是地, 这个地,
the original text, there are two aspects. One of them is land.
另外一个就是世界, 有系统的这个世界,
and the other is the systematic world.
但是呢, 在启示录里给我们看到, 当主的国度到临的时候呢, 全部都收回到耶稣基督的权柄底下。
And the book of Revelation shows us that when the kingdom of the Lord comes, it's all being taken captive under Lord Jesus Christ.
所以今天对我们来讲, 有主同在的生活, 撒旦对我们应该不再有控制力或者影响力。
So to us, with the life that's full of Lord's presence, then Satan can no longer come in control or influence us.
如果撒旦在我们个人当中, 在家庭里面, 才充满了这个, 可以搅动的力量,
if Satan still has his power in our individual life and in our family,
我们的生活是一个很混乱的生活,
our life is in a mess.
但是一个活在主面前的, 会听主话的, 会听坐在宝座主的声音的, 他一定是胜过撒旦。
But the one who lives before the Lord and he can listen to the voice of the Lord on the throne, then he definitely overcomes Satan.
所以这里提醒我们, 无论你再怎么没有经历, 你需要在主面前谦卑下来。
So this reminds us that regardless how inexperienced you are before the Lord, but you need to be humble before the Lord.
如果这件事重要的, 求主让我得着。
If this is important, then may the Lord let me receive this.
在以赛亚书第30章有这么一句话,
in Isaiah chapter 30 says,
这是一个愿意得到人的态度。
That is the attitude of someone who would like to receive.
30章的第20节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 20 and 21.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。
And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but that I should see thy teachers.
你或向左或向右，你必听见后面。 后边有声音说, 这是正路, 要行在其间。
And thy ear shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk you in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
不管环境多艰难,
regardless of how difficult the circumstances is,
不管挑战多大,
regardless of how great the challenge is,
不管问题多么严重,
regardless how serious the issue is,
你要得到这个,
you have to gain this.
主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师却不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师。
The Lord although gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, but thou shalt not see thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore, but that I should see thy teachers.
我们常常在许多的我们认为的艰难当中，我们的眼睛再也看不见主了。
Oftentimes, in the midst of our difficulties, our eyes cannot see the Lord anymore.
我们失去了主亲自的帮助，亲自的教导。
We lost the personal helping and guidance from the Lord.
所以我们用尽我们的心力去寻求地上的那些的帮助。
So we use all of our efforts to seek the help from the world.
结果到后来，我们是越来越混乱，越来越糟糕，越来越不认识主，也越来越不知道主多伟大。
But at the end, we become even more in a mess, and the more we don't know the Lord, and the more we do not know Lord's greatness.
但这里说, 你或向左, 你或向右, 你必听见后边有声音说, 这是正路, 要行在其间。
But here says, then ears should hear a word behind you, saying, this is the way, walk you in it, when you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left.
所以尤其是当有黑暗的势力在搅扰的时候,
so especially when there's the disturbance of the power of darkness,
你会发现主的帮助, 主的声音, 何等的有能力, 何等的宝贵。
You'll find how powerful and how precious it is from the help from the Lord and the voice of the Lord.
我讲的不是理论,
I'm not talking just something about I'm not talking in theory, but I'm saying that I have tasted.
但是要讲故事要花很多时间。
But it will take a long time to tell you the story.
但是讲故事你不见得就已经完全得着。
But even if I tell the story, it does not mean that you have gained it.
所以我们需要主帮助我们。
So we will need the Lord to help us.
做一个会听他的人。
To be someone who can hear him.
你真的会听到现在坐他在宝座上面，但他的声音让我听见了。
That he is sitting on the throne, but then he let his voice be heard.
你若真的能听见，你就能做个得胜的人。
If you can truly hear, then you can become the one who overcomes.
你若真的能听见，你就能够是一个你在环境中能够把主的同在、把主的得胜带进来的人。
If you can truly hear, then you can be someone in the midst of all the circumstances, bring down Lord's presence and his guidance.
而不是你是在 环境艰难和各样的地上的这些仇敌的诡计中被耍来耍去的人。
And it's not that you are being tossed around in the midst of all the difficulties or in the tricks of Satan.
听他。
Hear him.
这是一个重要的功课。
That is a very important lesson.
越早学会, 你得到越大的益处。
The earlier you can learn this well, the more profitable you can be.
越早学会, 你就越能够成为主所使用的那个器皿, 把地收回来。
The earlier you can learn this, then the earlier you can become the vessel being used by the Lord to take back the land.
越早学会, 你就越能够靠着主的带领, 能够胜过这仇敌在这世界上, 他在这个系统所摆设的种种的轨迹。
The earlier you can learn this, the earlier you can become the vessel that you can overcome all the trick of the enemy and all the trick of Satan in this systematic world.
从马太16到18章, 至少给我们三大重点。
So there are at least three important points from Matthew 16 to 18.
第一个重点, 救恩在我这个人身上, 我真的得到他好处了吗?
First, have I truly received the benefits of salvation on myself?
如果我是真的得到他的好处,
if truly I have received its benefit,
魂的得救,
the salvation of the soul,
新造的心思, 新造的情感, 新造的意志, 成为这个人所得到的,
the new created mind, new created emotion, and newly created will become what this person will have gained.
如果救恩在不但在我身上得到了, 马太13章告诉我们说, 那个得到主话的人, 主把他摆在那个地上。
Matthew 13 tells us, those who receive Lord's words, then the Lord put them on this land.
摆在这地上, 其实最后什么, 是这个地, 是被主完全的收回的。
As the Lord put this person in this land, and actually this land is being completely taken back by the Lord.
所以神怎么看这块地?
So how does God look at this land?
信主的人数那么少, 真正跟随主的更少。
There are so few who believe the Lord, and those who truly follow the Lord are even more fewer.
如果用投票的话, 算人头的话, 那基督徒是永远都是输的。
If we take a vote and we take a head count, then the Christians will always lose.
但是呢, 圣经告诉我们说, 如果那块地有真正的基督徒在那里,
But if the Bible tells us, the Bible tells us that if that land truly there are true Christians there,
其实呢, 神就借着那些基督徒就把那块地主权上收回到神那里去。
then God, through those Christians, would take hold of those land back to himself.
所以, 弟兄姊妹,
therefore, brothers and sisters,
你信了耶稣, 不是件小事,
the Lord Jesus, as you have believed him, it's not a small thing.
你得的生命, 不是件小事,
and the life you have received is not a small thing.
你现在会听主的带领, 不是件小事,
that you are able to hear the guidance of the Lord is not a small issue.
看起来像生活上又要去工作，又要家庭生活，又有什么各方面的。 好像就是日常生活。
It seems like many things happen in your daily life. You have to work or you have your family life.
表面上看起来是那样。
It seems like that on the surface.
在实际上，在神面前， 神是借着好像一般性的生活带来宇宙性的改变。
But actually before God, and God through all those daily routines bring out all the transformation in the universe.
所以可以有人在睡觉的时候就被提了。
So someone might be taken raptured when in their sleep.
所以可以在工作的时候被提了。
Or being raptured during their work.
你现在正在做，哎呀，你现在这个 project 太大了，而且你快要完成了。主耶稣说你要走了，你走不走？
It might be you are working on such a big project and you almost finish it, but the Lord says, I'm taking you. Are you leaving with him?
你说主耶稣在等我把这个完成吧。
Or you are telling him, Lord, please wait for me until I finish this.
那很可能你没有预备好。
Then it might be you are not ready.
那第三个重点,
and the third point,
第三个重点就是要得着弟兄并且保守主的同在在他的教会里面。
To gain brothers and also keep Lord's presence in his church.
我信主这么多年哈，我里面有个很深的感受。
I have such a deep feeling after I believe the Lord for so many years.
我觉得基督徒常常做一些错的事情。
I feel Christians often do something wrong.
基督徒对待弟兄姊妹，不如对待福音朋友。
Christians, when we treat brothers and sisters, are not as good as treating gospel friends.
我讲的是不是事实?
Is what I said true?
弟兄姊妹伤害弟兄姊妹，觉得这是无所谓的事情。
When brothers hurt each other, they feel it might be nothing.
但是那个福音朋友只要稍微有一点点不高兴的表现，哇，捧在天上。
But if whenever a gospel friend seems not happy, then we become so nervous.
是不是这样?
Isn't that so?
尤其是参与服事, 更是对伤害人呢, 看不在眼里面。
Especially those who serve, they do not care if they hurt other people.
没有反应, 没有感觉。
They don't have much reaction or feelings toward it.
我讲这话不是责备大家, 我只是把一个现象摆出来。
I'm not rebuking everyone, but I'm just talking about a fact.
所以你请你平心静气地来听这个话。Therefore,
please,
没有针对任何人。
Please just listen to this based on the facts. I'm not pointing toward anyone.
这是个现象。
But this is a fact.
这个说明一件事情就是, 你不知道你得的救恩是怎样的救恩。
It shows that you do not know what kind of salvation you have received.
你不知道我们被摆在 基督的身体里面，摆在神的教会里，这是一个什么样的一个神心里面的一个重要的一个新造的时机。
You don't know how important is this new renewed factor as in the new creation of God's being.
你如果越知道，我相信那种伤害人的东西，你就越不愿意从你身上出现。
The more you know, I trust that the more you are not willing to hurt others.
因为怎么讲说, 这一章圣经, 主是告诉我们要跟我们计算这个问题。
Because in this chapter, the Lord will tell us he's taking account about this issue.
他要我们在教会里面做一个得着弟兄的人。
He would like us in the church to gain our brothers.
我们问一问我们自己。
Let's ask ourselves.
我们有没有这个心愿要得着弟兄。
Do we have the heart to gain our brothers?
如果你真的有心要得弟兄，你要真的到主面前去。
If you really have such heart to gain brothers, you really have to go before the Lord.
因为只有主可以得到人。
Because only Lord can gain people.
如果我们坚持我们自己的方法， 最后不但不得到弟兄，我们也受亏损。
If we insist our own ways, not only we cannot gain brothers, but also we lose.
不但要得到弟兄，在教会里面最宝贵的是什么？
Not only to gain brothers, but what is the most precious thing in church?
在教会里最宝贵的是主的同在。
The most precious thing in church is the presence of the Lord.
在启示录第二章、第三章七个教会里面。
In the seven churches mentioned in Book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3.
有一个教会是被主很严厉的责备。
One church is being greatly rebuked by the Lord.
他们觉得自己很丰富，自己很不错了。
They thought they are so rich and they thought they are so good.
他觉得什么都有了。
They thought they lack nothing.
有哪个道理我们这里没有的？
Isn't there any knowledge that we lack?
有哪个经历我们缺乏的？
Is there any experience we lack?
他们觉得他们自己很棒。
They thought they are so good.
但是主耶稣说，我在门外叩门。
But Lord Jesus said, I'm knocking outside the door.
所以有时候我们觉得很好的时候，是我们自己觉得很好，但是主可能在门外。
So sometimes we thought we are good, but actually Lord is still outside the door.
那就是老底家教会。
That's the church of Laodicea.
他们自己觉得自己好得不得了。
They thought they're so good.
但是呢，主耶稣说我在门外叩门。
But the Lord says, I'm out knocking the door.
而主还进不去。
And the Lord still cannot go in.
他说若有人开门的话，我要进去与他一同坐席。
And he said, if anyone opened the door, I would go in and sit with him.
所以主的同在是一件极其重要、宝贵的事情。
So Lord's presence is such an important and precious thing.
所以主再来的时候，我们才会知道说那个同在跟我们现在这个情况是怎样，是一致的呢，还是不一样？
So when the Lord comes back, we will know whether his presence is the same as what we have now or different.
所以教会生活，我们来到教会里面，我们是一同把主的同在带进来。
So for church life, as we come to church, we bring in Lord's presence together.
我们希望主怜悯我们，不要让我们成为那个把主同在失去的那个人。
We hope the Lord to be merciful to us, so we are not someone who take away Lord's presence.
你知道，在聚会里面，有的人是遇见主的，有的人是只有在地上。
During the meeting, some have met the Lord, but some still on earth.
主要我们一同把主的同在带进来。
Lord would like us to bring in together Lord's presence.
主要我们一同来得着主所用他的宝血重价所买赎回来的弟兄。
Lord would like us together to gain all the brothers who are being purchased back by His precious blood.
我承认，如果主不告诉我们他的话，我们没有一个人会做这件事情。
I confess that if the Lord does not tell us His words, none of us can do it.
在马太十六到十八章这三章圣经里面。
In the three chapters of Matthew 16 through 18.
主三次提到他要被钉十字架。
Lord three times mentioned he will be crucified on the cross.
第一次是在主已经向门徒启示说他是基督，他是永生神的儿子。
The first time is after the Lord already mentioned to his disciples that he is Christ, he is the Son of the living God.
他说我的教会要建造在这磐石上。
He said I shall build my church upon this rock.
然后他就告诉门徒说他要到耶路撒冷去。被钉十字架。
Then he told the disciples that he would go to Jerusalem being crucified on the cross.
然后他那个彼得就反对这件事情。
Then Peter rebuked our Lord.
主就告诉彼得和门徒说：“撒旦，退我后边去。”
Then Lord told Peter and his disciples that Satan get behind me.
如果你要得着自己的生命，就会失上生命。
If you like to gain your own life or your soul, then you will lose it.
所以在这一个魂的更新、魂的得救上面，就需要进入与主同定十字架的经历。
So in this issue of renewing of the soul and the salvation of the soul, we have to enter into the same experience of being crucified on the cross with the Lord.
如果耶稣基督为我们定十字架，耶稣基督和他定十字架对我们永远是客观的，我们不会更新变化。
If it's always an objective issue to us of Lord Jesus and Him crucified, then we can never be renewed.
所以新造有要有新造的魂、新造的心思、新造的情感、新造的意志的人，他要 愿意进入这个与主同钉十字架的这个真实的经历里面。
So the one who would like to have the renewed mind and renewed emotion and renewed will, then he has to be someone willing to enter into the same experience of being crucified together with our Lord.
第二次提到主要钉十字架，就是主从变化山上下来。
Then when the second time our Lord mentioned about him crucified on the cross is after he came down from the mountain of transfiguration.
在遇见那个被鬼附的那个小孩跟他的父亲之前。
Before he met the one being demon cast, the father and son.
他又提到说他又要被钉十字架。
And again he mentioned he will be crucified on the cross.
那这里提醒我什么？这里提醒我就是我们要过得胜的生活，一定要是愿意是与主同，这一定是背起自己十字架跟随主的生活。
And here reminds me that if we would like to live this overcoming life, then it has to be a life we are willing to bear up the cross and follow the Lord.
所以我们要胜过黑暗的势力，也要是一个活在与主同定十字架的实际里面。
So to overcome the power of darkness, we have to live in the reality of being crucified together with the Lord.
第三次提到主耶稣要定十字架。
And the third time when Lord mentioned he would be crucified on the cross.
是主要开始讲怎么过教会，教会人和人之间的生活的之前。
That is before our Lord starts to talk about how to live our church life to interact with each other.
所以如果要有真正的教会生活。
So in order to have a real church life.
是一定要认识耶稣基督和他钉十字架。
Therefore, we must know about Lord Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
而不是叫别人去认识。
Not to ask another person to know.
我们常常会要求别人这样，但是我自己是被排除的。
We often ask others to do so, but we think that it has nothing to do with me.
我们读圣经不应该这样读法。
We should not read the Bible this way.
我们读圣经应该是为我自己读的。
We should read the Bible for ourselves.
我看到这个十字架应该是我要背的，不是叫别人背的。
When I see this cross, I should bear it. I'm not asking others to bear it.
我们很容易，因为我看到这个就需要背十字架，哦，你背你背，我才不背了。
It's very easy that when I see about this part that needs to bear up the cross, then I say that you should carry it. I don't.
这不是一个合适的态度。
That's not the right attitude.
这不是一个真正跟随主的人。
And that's not someone who truly follows the Lord.
所以千万记得，要进入丰富的教会生活，不能缺少耶稣基督的钉十字架。
Therefore, please remember that in order to enter into the real church life, we cannot lack that Lord Jesus and Him crucified.
因为十字架是通往荣耀的必经之路。
For cross is the definite way that we have to go through into the way of glory.
如果你对于你这一生还有盼望能够成为那个主所要给荣耀的那一位的话，你要愿意背起自己的十字架跟随他。
If you still have some hope that you can become someone that Lord makes you become the glorious one, then you really have to bear up our own cross and follow the Lord.
然后还有另外一个，然后就另外一件事情发生。
And then something else happened.
主耶稣他们就到了加百农。
When Lord Jesus went to Capernaum.
有收经税的来了。
And those who collect tax came.
刚好这个人就先碰到彼得。
And the person met Peter.
然后彼得他就问彼得说，这个你们的老师，你们先生，他不用交税吗？
And the person asked Peter, does not your master pay the tribute?
彼得就说，交啊，纳税啊，纳，没什么不大的。
And Peter said yes.
结果主彼得在反映这件事情之前呢，还没有跟主耶稣任何谈过。
But actually, when Peter told the tax collector, he did not discuss with our Lord.
结果彼得一进了这个房子。
So as soon as Peter entered into the house,
圣经就讲说，耶稣先向他说。
Then the Bible says Jesus first told him.
所以我们的主耶稣没肉眼没有看彼得。
Our Jesus, his fleshly eyes did not see Peter.
那彼得在他肉眼的视线之外所做的事情，主耶稣老早知道。
Actually, outside of what our Lord Jesus' fleshly eyes could see, but our Lord already saw.
所以主耶稣就先问彼得说，西门啊，你的意思如何？世界上面的君王是向谁征收关税和丁税？是向自己的儿子呢，还是向外人呢？
So our Lord Jesus first asked Peter and said, "What thinkst thou, Peter, Simon, or whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, of their own children or of the strangers?
然后彼得回答说，是向外人呢、啊。然后耶稣说，既然如此，儿子就可以免税了吧。
Then Peter said that it's from the strangers. Then Jesus said, then the children shall be free.
但恐怕触犯他们，你且往海边去钓鱼，把先钓上来的鱼拿上来，开了他的口，必得一块钱，可以拿去给他们，做你我的税银。
Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea and cast an hook and take up the fish that first comes up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money and take it and give unto them for me and you.
主耶稣不但先问彼得。
Lord Jesus not asked Peter first.
而且呢，主还把解决方案给彼得。
And Lord also tell Peter how to resolve this.
这是我们主特别宝贵的地方。
This is the most precious thing of our Lord.
是彼得犯错。
Peter did do something wrong.
但是呢，主耶稣先问他，让他知道他自己错。
So our Lord Jesus first asked him so that he's able to know he's wrong.
然后是主把解决方案给他。
Then Lord also tell him how to resolve this.
那彼得只是需要做一点另外的事情。
All Peter had to do was just follow and do something else.
因为彼得是打鱼的，他是一网下去就是几多少多少鱼出来。
As Peter was a fisherman, so he just cast the net and there were so many fish come up.
现在主叫去钓鱼。
And our Lord asked him to catch the hook.
这个撒网的跟钓鱼的，经常撒网的去钓鱼的，这个心理上应该是很不一样。
I think for someone who is used to casting the net, asking him to go fishing.He might feel different.
这里给我一个特别的提醒。
Here gives me a special reminder.
任何事情。
For anything.
我们应该学会先到主面前去问主。
We have to learn to first ask the Lord.
如果让主来先问我们的话，大概已经出事了。
If we let the Lord to ask us first, we might have already done something wrong.
所以学会去寻求主，去问主，这是件重要的功课。
So it's a very important lesson to learn to seek the Lord, to ask the Lord.
尤其是你要过教会生活。
Especially when you live the church life.
不是我们想怎样就怎样。
It's not that we do whatever we want.
就需要会寻求坐在宝座的主现在是怎样的想法。
We have to see how the Lord who's on the throne thinks.
我们如果从他那里得到的带领，我们相信我们放在弟兄姊妹当中的确是什么？是把主的显现同在，把主的工作带进来的。
If we receive some guidance from him, then we would definitely bring down Lord's manifestation and presence among the brothers.
那如果我们缺少这个寻求
，If we lack this kind of seeking,
我们反正我习惯怎样，我就是怎样。
I just do whatever I'm used to do.
世界上人怎样就是怎样。
How the worldly people do, I would do it.
啊，现在有人上 Google 一下，哇！是吧？一下子一个问题一下来，几千个、几万个的答案给你。
We can just go on Google and find thousands or tens of thousands answers.
但是呢，里面可能没有主的答案。
But there might not be any answer from the Lord.
需要学会问主。
We have to learn how to ask the Lord.
这是进入教会生活，可以说是一个非常重要的东西。
This is something very important for us to enter into a life of into a church life.
如果没有这个预备的话。我们常常是本来是带着满腔热血来的，但是撞得满头是血。
If we don't have such preparation, it might be we are so zealous for the Lord, but then we end up just being hurt.
你若学会去问主，你就知道主在你个人上会有带领。
If you learn to ask the Lord first, then the Lord will lead you personally.
你会学会问主，你就会慢慢的明白主的心意在哪里。
If you learn to ask the Lord, then you will gradually understand what's the will of the Lord.
你学会问主，你就知道主把你摆在哪一群的弟兄姊妹当中。
If you learn to ask the Lord, then you will understand which group of brothers and sisters the Lord put you amongst them.
我在早期有一年多的时间到处跑聚会。
In my earlier days after I believed the Lord, that for more than 1 year, I went to different meetings.
跑来跑去，跑到累得要命。
I went to so many different meetings. I was so tired.
不但累得要命呢，而且就觉得这样的信主，这有什么好羡慕的？
Not only I was so tired, then I also felt that there's nothing that I can have such desire of in believing the Lord.
这样的信徒跟我们去听那种名人的演唱会啊，或者是追求名人的那种，这是有什么差别？这没什么太大的差别。
Isn't there much difference between going to concerts or believing the Lord like this?
我跑了一年多，我就觉得我觉得很累，我不想跑。
After I went through so many meetings, I got so tired. I did not want to go anymore.
我跟主问一个问题。
I asked the Lord.
我说主耶稣啊。
I said, Lord Jesus.
我这过去这一年哈，跑来跑去，跟我去跑台湾大学的旁听课有什么差别？
I asked the Lord Jesus that for past year I went to so many different meetings. Then what's the difference? I just go to listen to the classes in a university.
我也是选我喜欢听的啊，我就听啊。我也很认真啊，我也做笔记啊，我也是，我除了没考试以外，通通都做了。
I also choose whatever I like to go, and I also very seriously take notes and even take tests. I did all these.
我问主说，这是认识你的一个正规的路径吗？
I asked the Lord, is this the right way to know you?
我说，但是我听来听去啊，把我听得越来越混乱。
But after I hear so many different things at different meetings, I got so confused.
东讲一个，西讲一个，这里跟那里是冲突的，那里跟这里又是不一样的。
What they say are all in conflict with one another.
我真的不知道怎么才是对的。
I truly did not know which one was right.
所以我就跟主问。
So I asked the Lord.
我说全台北找不到一个可以帮助我的吗？
Isn't that there's one place in Taipei that I can find that can help me?
我说如果有的话，你让他能，你把他带来给我，让我遇见他。
I say to the Lord, if there's one place, then please bring it to me, and then I can meet it.
结果主果然做了这件事情。
Then the Lord truly answered my prayer.
长话短说。
To make the story short,
他不但让我遇见一个弟兄，他让我遇到一群的弟兄姊妹是愿意活在主心意里面。
Not only he let me meet one brother, but he let me meet a group of brothers and sisters who were willing to live before the will of the Lord.
一面我也跑得很厌倦。
On the one hand, I was very tired.
另外一面呢，哎，我被他带到那群弟兄姊妹当中呢，他就叫我安静下来，好好的在这里受造就。
On the other hand, after he brought me to be with those group of brothers and sisters, then he told me just be quiet down and being edified here.
所以过去曾经跑来跑去的那些聚会可以都不用去了。
And also you don't have to go to all those meetings you went before.
这是主，这是我问主得到的结果。
That's the result after I asked the Lord.
我留在那里聚会，我头三年都不知道为什么要这样聚会。
I stayed there to meet for first 3 years. I did not even know why we had to meet that way.
我头三年还在常常不是主啊，可以走了吗？我可不可以换个地方啊
？For the first 3 years, I often asked the Lord, "Could I leave to change a place?"
然后主就问我说，谁带你来的
？Then the Lord asked me, "Who brought you here?"
然后我说，主啊，是你带我来的。
Then I told the Lord, "It's you."
然后主就给我回答说，谁带你来，谁带你走啊？
Then the Lord answered me, whoever brought you here, then who will bring you out?
一次问这个答案，一年问这个答案，两年都是答案，三年都这个答案。
I asked the Lord for one year, 2 years, and 3 years. The Lord always gave me the same answer.
我终于明白了。
Finally, I understood.
主耶稣告诉我说，你要看重我把你放在的这群弟兄姊妹当中，有我宝贵的工作在当中。
Then Lord tells me that you have to truly see the importance of my work, my precious work of this group of brothers and sisters that I put you with them.
他们没有什么名气，世人也不看重他们。
They are not famous and the worldly people do not see them as important.
但是他们是认真地活在主耶稣的宝座前的。
But they seriously live before the throne of Lord Jesus.
他们是一群真正认真寻求主的。
They are truly a group of brothers and sisters seriously seek the Lord.
他们是为主愿意付代价的。
They would like to pay price for the Lord.
他们也曾经付了代价。
And they had to pay the price.
主在他们身上是有工作的。
Lord has work amongst them.
我三年以后，我才开始明白这件事。
I started to understand this after 3 years.
所以我在看，哦，原来这个弟兄。有他很宝贵的一份，那个弟兄 也有他宝贵的一份。
Then I realize when I see certain brother, I see that he's so precious, and when I see the other brother, I see that he has his precious part as well.
所以主让我经历一件事情，就是我看见了主在宝座，我也看见主在弟兄、在姊妹、在这些五聚集当中是一个一个的同在的。
So the Lord has let me see one thing, that I do see the Lord is on the throne, but also Lord amongst each brother and sister in the gathering, His presence is with each one of them.
我不能忽略主把我们摆在一起的这个主的工作。
I cannot neglect this work that Lord put us together.
可能在个性上，我们是不一定合得来的。
It might be that we are not fitting each other according to our own personality.
可能在习惯上我们有很大的不同。
It may be that we have all different kind of habits.
但是我看见的是超越这个个性，超越这个习惯，超越其他地上这个东西。这个人身上有主。
But what I see surpasses the personality, the habits, or all the things on earth. What I see is that this person has Lord on him.
这个弟兄姊妹他说话的时候，他是在主面前很认真的。
When this brother or sister speaks, they are very serious before the Lord.
他说的话是他这个人跟他说的话是差不多一致的。
What he speaks is the same as what he truly thinks.
他不是跟我开玩笑的。
He's not joking with me.
你发现他们在人看不见的地方，他们是神的使者。
There are the angels and ministers of God in the hidden things of man.
神可以借着他把神要做的事情在人看不见的地方送到神要做的地方。
God can through those brothers and sisters as channels of his work to send to those
这种的弟兄姊妹，我们应当很尊重他们。
We should truly respect those type of brothers and sisters.
他们是暗暗的活在主的面前。
They secretly live before the Lord.
他们在明处都是个不张扬的人。
They are not those who really show off in the public places.
他们其实是很有才能的。
They might be very talented.
他们其实是很有能力的。
They are truly actually very capable.
但从来不用他天然的能力、天然的才能来跟人真说，我很棒，你一定要尊重我。
But they never mention about their own capability or ability to tell people that I'm so good, so you have to respect me.
他们是活在主面前的。
They live before the Lord.
他们会问主。
They ask the Lord.
怎么样来做这件事情？
How to do certain things?
他们会问主。
And they ask the Lord.
怎样去帮助这个弟兄、这个姊妹？
How to help this brother or sister?
他们会去问主。
They ask the Lord.
我们遇到的这些的情况，主耶稣啊，你要怎么？你该怎么做才能让这里你的荣耀可以彰显？
How Lord you would like to do so that your glory might be manifested here through the circumstances we face?
愿我们都学一学这问主的功课。
Hope that we can learn the lesson of asking the Lord.
你会问主，你就知道怎么等候在主的面前。
If you know how to ask the Lord, then you know how to wait before the Lord.
你会问主，你在弟兄姊妹当中所带来的给弟兄姊妹的帮助，不是只有你人的帮助，是你从宝座的主所带下来的帮助。
If you know how to ask the Lord, then the help you bring down to brothers and sisters is not based on your own many help, but it's actually coming down from the Lord from the strong.
我时间已经到了，我下次有机会再继续教导。
My time is up, so if there's time next time, we'll continue to fellowship.
我们先祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话也交回到你自己的宝血底下。
Lord, once again, we commit all the words back to your precious blood.
求你圣灵来做我们人不能做的工作。
May your Holy Spirit do the work that man cannot do.
有什么可以给我们回头的帮助，求你亲自把它再放回到我们心里面。
Whatever help we can receive after we look back, do place that in us.
愿主借着你自己的话来给我们第一手的带领和第一手的建造。
Pray that through your own words, give us the first hand guidance and building up.
谢谢。
Thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.